Last Sunday, that song that we just sang was the best way I know to describe that service that day. Truly, there were a lot of chains. A lot of chains hit the ground last week. And I fully expect the Lord to continue to move among us in these days. So to Him be the glory. We're this morning concluding what started out to be one sermon with 3 points. It turned out to be 3 sermons with 1 point each. So we're looking at, are you important enough to be a servant? Are you important enough to be a servant? So flip over to John chapter 13. And if this is your first time with us, what we do is we start at the beginning of a book of Scripture, inspired by the Holy Spirit, without error, and we just listen to what the Spirit will say through His Word. So we're in John chapter 13 this morning, and I want us to begin reading in verse 12, okay? The whole section of this was verse 2 and on, but we're going to start with verse 12 is where we pick up this morning. We started 2 weeks ago, and we looked at the arena of service. This whole context of this is serving. And we looked at the arena of service. Last week, we looked at the action of service, and this morning, we're going to look at the application of service. So begin reading with me in verse 12. When He, Jesus, had washed their feet and put on His outer garments and resumed His place, He said to them, "Do you understand what I've done to you? You call me teacher and Lord. You're right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I've given you an example, that you also should do just as I have done to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is the messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them." Jesus has just finished washing 24 feet, each foot of 12 disciples. And the Scripture says that when He had finished, He got up and put on His outer garment and took His place, resumed His place. Now, He took off His outer garment because He knew He was going to get wet and dirty. I would say to us today, service is a dirty business sometimes. You have to deal with dirty people, okay? And I'm not throwing rocks at anybody. If there's anybody that doesn't have dirty feet this morning, well, I won't ask you to stand up, okay? We talked last week about when Jesus said to Peter, your feet need washing, and our feet take us where we're going, and they sometimes get dirty as we step into muck and mire that we shouldn't be stepping into, all right? And so, if we want to look at it in a spiritual context, tragically, most of us have dirty feet on occasion. And John dealt with that over in 1 John when he said, if you confess your sins, He is faithful and just to forgive you your sins and to cleanse you of all unrighteousness. That's being written to Christians. That's a promise to believers. Okay? That's not talking about a person who is yet to believe, who has their sins forgiven, but you and I, as we get dirty feet, we need to have them washed by Him. I.e., confess those sins, and those sins, he promised, would be forgiven. Okay? So, Jesus has just washed their feet, and He resumes His place. And then He extends the teaching that He began with Peter. When it was Peter's turn, Peter stepped up there, I guess. Jesus is kneeling there, probably. And Peter stepped up, and he said, "You're going to wash my feet, Lord?" And he said, "You're not washing my feet. And Peter challenged the Lord when he was trying to serve him. And so then there was this teaching that started between Jesus and Peter. And he said, if I don't wash your feet, you have no share with me. And Peter said, don't stop with my feet. Wash my head, wash my hands. And Jesus said, you've bathed, but your feet are dirty. Just like we alluded to just a few seconds ago. So, that teaching, this teaching on serving started there, okay? By example, and also as he had that interchange with Peter. And then he gathers the 12, he resumed his place, and he gathers the 12, and the first thing he said to them was, do you understand what I have done to you? Do you understand what I have done to you? Now, there's a caution here. This whole understanding issue. Folks, oftentimes, our understanding, listen, is what we want the teaching to be.